Shortens the anyone that it shortens the distance. The distance of traveling for the rural people. Any other note on page 3? Page 4? Is it a budget review recommendations report or is the budget recommendation review report? So if that is the case, it must be corrected. That is the budget recommendation review report. Is it a budget review recommendation report or is the budget recommendation review report? That is it. Okay. I think it should be corrected. Any mention, please?
Thank you, Chair. I attempt to attend to an SM call before you started. I'm sorry, so you go back. The last page, 6.1.
Can we get a formal
report back on what happened with regard to this invitation? All with us. Okay, fine. That's why I excuse myself.
that since there's a sitting tomorrow, how can it be that those members who are available can join the summit tomorrow? I think that was the alternative part of it, that we're trying, that members who are available, well aware that other members indicated that they won't be available. Honorable Walters, if I remember well, indicated that he's committed, but if there's space, we'll just go because it's around, the summit is around housing. But if members receive calls from the support staff, maybe requesting again your availability from tomorrow, you must not be amazed at what is happening. We're trying to correct what has happened, because initially was that all members will go, will attend the summit. After looking at the comments by the office of the chairperson, then we've realized that no, if members were willing to attend, let's again make a resubmission requesting that tomorrow after the sitting, then members who are available can also be allowed to attend. I think that is the situation. Puma can add to people with other members too.
Thank you,
Chair.
Thanks, for your explanation. Two questions for me. Did the chair specify the political party from the opposition benches that must go? Or did you say any political party from the opposition benches? Number two, what reasons, other than the fact that chair there's going to be a sitting tomorrow in advance? Yeah. If any. Thank you.
Chair, I'm just thinking that if I look at to call it distribution of opposition parties, both myself and Lena Tuongo are from Gauteng, so there's no cost implication for Parliament if we're in. I think Member Tame, I think, is also from Gauteng. So I would suggest, if there's an option, and it's just a suggestion, that maybe the UDM, be regarded as the opposition party going, if the understanding is that if people at their own expense can also attend, if that won't be a problem. And then there's another matter arising that I just wanted to raise, but maybe after this item has been concluded.
Yeah, I think the reason why, if in this instance, they will say that there will be one from the opposition or two from the opposition and two from the ANC, and Parliament is using this representation thing in terms of the numbers of seats that people have. So the lesser seats you have, the lesser will be instances where you are you go to meetings when there's a crisis in terms of attendance. I think it's not because people decide which party should go. So the second biggest after the ANC is the DA, and then followed by the other party. It's not favoritism. You don't just decide, oh no, this one goes and that one doesn't go.
Thank you very much for the explanation.
I thought the same thing, Chair, for the opportunity. I thought the same that maybe, Chair, it's not up to our admin support to then discuss once clarity has come up. My take on the discussion, Chair, is very, very much in line with the honourable point. But the other question is, which I do not think is the administration of the world much, but the political arm of the meeting to look at. When you have a House sitting, definitely if you have committees invited, it might actually jeopardize the very same sitting of the House, and therefore the business of the House. or put differently, the House should supersede the prior standing committees. But Chair, I had felt that if colleagues are persuaded, it could be behind us now, because I did ask the Minister on my own accord as to what is happening on what date, and materially speaking, there is nothing happening tomorrow except registration. And therefore, in my discussion point, Chair, shall I proceed? In my discussion point, the amendment, Chair, that is being made to seek those members who are keen to attend, or the whole committee, if you like, Chair, very much puts us back at our desired goal of having the full committee attending, except those who cannot be able to attend. I once again can swear under oath that comes from my discussion with the Minister, so he has guaranteed that in effect the real crux of the summit is on Friday and going forward. So after that, Chair, the solution has since come. I do not know if we can rest the matter, therefore, Chair, on that note. I don't know.
Thank you very much, members. I think today there's registration.
Today?
Yes, the date.
Oh, not tomorrow.
Yeah,
no,
so tomorrow, and some of that. But, yeah, we want to have a
thank you, Chair. I wanted to inform, maybe Babu Fultani is not aware that he is also part of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture. Therefore, he has been covered in that delegation. That's what the Office of Gov shared with me.
That's why I
have
my hand up.
The reason I wanted to know how the selection was done with regard to the opposition parties is because yesterday in their portfolio committee, the chairperson said that it's the chair, that's the approval that they got, the chair, ANC, and anyone from any of the opposition parties. It was different from what I'm hearing here. That's why I wanted to know who had decided who should go. And this is a matter of principle that we would not need to have clarity on. Is it automatic that it is one person from the opposition parties, therefore it's a DA, or is it supposed to be done the way they did it? And the only reason I managed to get a seat there was because I said, here, the DA is already going, okay? And then the DA agreed that they are going to release that seat to the smaller parties, and then amongst the smaller parties, nobody else was ready to go except myself. They had other reasons. But it's a principle that I would like for us, because this may be the first one, but we need to know if the chairperson has got the prerogative power to say no, not the whole committee, but rather only so many people, and if so, which role is applying. The reason, where I'm raising this issue is because the call that I got, my party wanted to detect as to why I may not be going via through this committee. And they're actually writing to him to inquire. This is, I'm being transparent. You know, there's nothing secret about it. So we want to know as UDM, what was the criteria, what was the reason, so that in future we know how to prepare ourselves. Thank you.
I think Honorable Chabilin has tried to answer that. The response from the Office of the Chair, it doesn't indicate that. Yes, but procedurally, if they are saying ANC and the opposition, we look at the DA is the
official
opposition.
Okay.
I think that is.
I'm close to the power.
DA is the official opposition.
Right.
I think, as you have indicated, that you have raised it in that committee,
right,
that DA is, because we're working together with
yes,
agriculture.
Yes.
So that is why you were accommodated that side since the aid is accommodated on our side. But procedurally, if they are saying we can, maybe we can, Honorable Chaplin will assist me because he was once the chair. But according to my, Pumla will also maybe add. But I think that is the procedure that we are following. But if the office of the chairperson doesn't indicate which party must go.
As long as the working group.
Yes. So I think you have also to explain it in your party that it was not by intention that we
eliminate
you, but was following the principle.
And I just say, just to overemphasize it, because it will be a dangerous chairperson for you, if for instance it was the character of the chair, to say, this time I want to go, we can bring someone to this conference, so I'm taking people, they just that one. So there must be a criteria that is used.
Yeah.
And it's good that the UDM is inquiring about the criteria.
Yeah.
Because then I think the inquiry must go on so that we establish the principles for themselves, and then those others who want to know this criteria could be given, even in this committee, that we give it to all other people who do not understand what the criteria is, so that we vary it once and for all.
They will not report to us what they saw.
You take that seat.
No, Chair, it's a political matter, Chair. I would have wished personally that you take the stuff out of it. It's a PR. The implementation thereof can go to the officials. But the principle and the understanding is usually conveyed among political parties. Yeah? Right? Now, I do not mind the NA approach, but the PR, right through to councils, right through to wherever there's the representation of political parties, how it's usually worked out. That's one. But two, Chair, it's going to confront us time in and time out as we go forward. One has quite a lot of experience on it. It's going to confront us time in and time out. Sometimes there's some other previous experiences, even on study tours, there's no approval, I mean, overseas tours. There's no wholesale approval for the whole committee. I'm citing an example. Therefore, you then have got to go there. And then, Chair, again, usually there's some platform by the affected parties, even if they don't agree broadly on their own principles and vision. But platform to say, our proportion, how do we rotate it? Because there's an importance of the of principle there.
Yeah.
And if my colleagues from the DA could agree, what it means is that it does not suggest that whenever there's gonna be less than all the opposition parties, it does not and never means that automatically DA actually goes. It just never means that. There will be time even the smallest party that's in the committee will be the one that's carrying the benefit. So there is a need for some kind of platform. And lastly, Chair, even within DA that has got two, the question goes further. Honorable Walter could have asked, then how was it decided that who goes, you know? So again, it means within that party, again, there has got to be conferring, you know? I just hope, Chair, because I do know it's going to confront us time in and time out, that the principle is very clear. And even the smallest of parties must not be prejudiced. But you cannot have, if you put on card party cap, you cannot have those from the party that's clear that is its own allocation decide. But the other affected parties ought to check and consult and liaise and agree on it. On a fair and equitable manner, Chair. I think that's the principle of excuse my firmness, Chair, on this. I think that officials must just stay out of the discussion on the particular topic, except the implementation thereof. You know. Thank you.
Chair,
Chair, I think there was a contradiction by my colleague here. I think we can ask you as the chair of this house to clear, come up with exactly what does the Parliament Code say, because that was what I know. Now, my contradiction, you started saying in council, this is, yes, in council, there are principles that you check the numbers of opposition, and it's like speaking time. If I'm in speaking time. Now, issue up with this issue is because we, in the DLA, they knew that I'm going for some time. That's why I had to shift it, that no, let's not take that one. We have a class, like, probably in a class, or we're going to have him.